lovely Sarah Tiong from MasterChef. Very good morning to you, Sarah. How are you?
Very well. Good morning to you too.
Well, it's great to catch up with you. Congratulations, firstly, on making it into finals week for MasterChef 2017. You should be proud of yourself, are you?
Thanks so much. Yeah, it's been phenomenal. I didn't even think I'd get to episode one, much less finals week.
You've done very, very well in the competition. There's no doubt about that. It all came unstuck last night, though. The pressure got to you, I think. Unbelievable dish put up by Shane Quaid, the signature dish, Pearl on the Ocean Floor. Mm. But it went pear-shaped, no foam, and apparently the ice cream was a little bit milky.
Yes, yes. It comes down to the finest of details when you're at this stage. You know, congratulations to Diana and Carly. They put up cracking dishes, and it just wasn't my day in the kitchen.
It certainly wasn't, that foam. I couldn't believe it. Like, where was that foam? What happened to the foam?
Oh, gosh, you know what? It didn't come down in temperature enough. So
is that what it was? Foam,
yeah, like, I just didn't have enough time. I wasn't organized enough. And, you know, slip-ups like that, oh, they really cost you.
It certainly does. Now, that particular dish by Shane Quaid, Pearl on the Ocean Floor, looked absolutely amazing. What did it taste like?
Oh, it was stunning. It was so well-balanced. It was beautiful and tasty and delicious. It was just, amazing. One of the best dishes I've ever tasted.
Yeah, so many highlights on the show for you. Give us some of the highlights for you.
It has to be Japan Week takes the top. You know, that, for me, that week was incredible. I really hit my stride in that week. I performed really, really well, and I had the best time.
All right, so what can you tell us about the chefs, the three stooges, Gary Megan, Matty Preston, and George Kalamboulis? How'd you get on with the guys?
Look, they are phenomenal people, honestly. So open, down to earth, generous with their time and knowledge. It was so fantastic to get to know each and every one of those guys, and I can't speak higher of them.
And some of the chefs that came into the competition, Heston Blumenthal, oh. I mean, Maggie Beer, I mean, the list goes on and on and on. Who was the highlight? Who was the standout?
Oh, it's been an absolute dream, but Shannon Bennett, Ben Shuri, Maggie Beer, Heston, oh my God, they were just incredible. I was starstruck.
All right, so where do you go from here, Sarah?
Look, I've teamed up with Australian Pork. I'm promoting, you know, high-quality Australian pork using different cuts and how to cook at home. I'm also setting up my own website for catering services and blogging purposes. I'm also trying to set up a market stall here in Sydney selling pork skewers.
You're a busy little bee, aren't you?
Yeah, got a lot going on.
That's fantastic. Well, once again, congratulations for making it into finals week, and thank you so much for your time this morning. Best of luck with the future.
Thanks so much. Appreciate it.
Lovely. Sarah Tiong from MasterChef, eliminated from the show last night, and, of course, it's back on tonight at 7:30 on the Win Network.